the stranger reached out a massive hand and closed it around Macy's wrist. She flinched as though slapped.
I ask you a question. What's going on?
Nothing, Rudy,
Macy stuttered. She looked scared.
Me and this girl got business to settle, that's all.
Rudy shoved a long hank of hair away from his eyes and squinted at Andy.
That a fact, girl?
Fear rooted Andy to her spot.
I think she was fixing to take a swing at me, Macy said.
Her eyes held a trapped look Andy had not noticed earlier. Rudy burst into coarse laughter.
All righty.
He motioned Andy closer.
Come and get her.
He grasped a handful of Macy's matted hair.
I'll hold my sister for the first couple of punches. If you hurry, she'll be easy to take.
I'll show you who's easy,
Macy screeched. She lashed out with her bare feet, but the huge man held her fast. By now, a cluster of diamond drink patrons had gathered around. The men lounged against the posts, chuckling at the spectacle. Coins passed between a few of them. No one intervened. Rudy roared his amusement.
Can't hold this here wildcat much longer. Better get your knocks in while you can before she makes mincemeat out of you.
Andy backed away, thoroughly shaken. Her foot caught as she stepped off the boardwalk, and she stumbled to regain her balance. This brute was Macy's brother? Why would he goad her into a fight and put her on public display? It looked like he could hardly wait for the girls to go at one another. The other no-accounts looked just as eager.
What are you waiting for? Rudy jeered. She's an ornery little cuss. Pay her back for whatever she did to you. An eye for an eye.
Andy backed farther into the street and reached for Taffy's bridle to steady herself. All her dark anger toward Macy suddenly vanished in the glaring light of this new discovery. She no longer had any wish to return evil for evil. Shame for even considering it flooded her heart. It was clear that Macy already had enough evil in her life. I am so sorry, God, Andy prayed. I didn't understand. Now I do. Please forgive me. Coming on the heels of her short prayer, Andy felt a glimmer of compassion for the poor mistreated girl. At the same time, she thought of a way out of this sorry fix. She patted Taffy and forced a smile. I came to ask Macy if she'd like to ride my horse. Macy stopped squirming. She gaped at Andy. Rudy swore and shoved his sister into the street. She sprawled at Andy's feet.
Pah! You had your chance, goody girl. Go get her, Macy. Show her what's what.
The other men cheered. Andy clutched Taffy's bridle. Panic welled up. Please protect me, God. Macy pulled herself to her feet and studied Andy. Her breath came in frightened gasps. Andy glanced past Macy at the sorriest excuse for a brother she had ever seen. Then her heart leaped. Like a shining knight from Ivanhoe, the book Melinda was currently reading aloud in the evenings, Mitch stood only a few feet behind the huge stranger. A grim but determined expression covered his face. Andy returned her gaze to Macy. She felt stronger. Do you want to ride my horse? Macy faltered and nodded. Rudy took two steps forward.
Why, you little—
Mitch seized Rudy's arm and jerked it up behind his back. Rudy yelped in surprise and pain.
Let the girls be, Mitch suggested softly. Why don't you go buy yourself a drink?
He nodded at the rowdies idling nearby. Take your friends with you. Rudy struggled and swore, but Mitch held him fast. None of that, he warned. We don't take kindly to strangers bothering young ladies on the street. You and I should maybe pay a visit to Sheriff Tate.